Breakfast with Pat and Heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
The Brighton Homes open line is 13 13 55. Brighton Homes includes aircon, flooring, steel frames and solar as standard. Discover today why it's better with Brighton. And our text number 0467 736 736. Thanks to Love Family Lawyers. Love is all you need. Mark Braybrook filling in for Pat and Heels. Will be back on January 10, just in time for the Magic Millions. Purse, thanks for the text. Have it at the Gabba, the fifth test we're talking about. Most of the southerners have moved here or are moving here anyway. That's true. What do they call a Victorian? Just a future Queenslander anyway. I think Damien Fleming came up with that one year, because it seems that they all move up here. They're not only are moving north for the winter, they're moving north full stop. They never go home. But I still think the fifth test at the MCG under lights would be great. Not sure we'll see a test here in January again after losing to India last year, the last test of the series against the Indians. I think that might have put the red felt tip pen through the Gabba hosting another test that late in the year, but only time will tell. KFC Supercoach BBL is back. Play today, supercoach.com.au. Well, BBL is underway. That means Supercoach is underway. I wonder how battered and bruised Dan Batten is after that performance by the Melbourne Stars. Dan, did you have any Stars players in your team?
Welcome, Mark. I did. I had Glenn Maxwell, who fared not too bad compared to some other Stars. But I think that the big story was the Sixers and how dominant they were. They had a double game round first up in KFC Supercoach BBL. Brisbane also played twice in the opening round, but yeah, it was all Josh Phillippe and Moses Henriquez last night.
Yeah, so they were the two stars with the bat. I know Steve O'Keefe picked up four wickets with the ball. Were they the three standouts, or did anyone else pick up some points, some reasonable points?
Yeah, so yeah, you absolutely hit the nail on the head there. Josh Phillippe, 153, which is a monster score in this game. If you're getting 100 points or even over 60, it's a pretty good score, and he actually plays twice this round, so he's going to be a massive bonus for those who put the captaincy on him. Steve O'Keefe, 137 with his four wickets, as you said, and Moses and Sean Abbott both scored 111 points. I think Abbott picked up a few wickets and also got some catches in the field as well, but obviously slim pickings for a lot of the Stars players. Zampa just a 17. Joe Clark, the signing, their opening batsman, wicketkeeper, just the 1 point. So, yeah, it was slim pickings for the Stars, but those who picked the Sixers and those who, particularly who put the captaincy on Josh Phillippe, would be absolutely laughing.
Yeah, look, when a team gets rolled in any form of sport or cricket for 61, you're not going to have too many standout performers. Look, you can't write them off, but the Stars just seem to never produce what you expect them to produce when you want them to produce it. They're a very inconsistent side, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. And like, I've worked pretty closely with the Stars last year, actually. And yeah, it was quite a frustration, you know, week in, week out. They obviously had some absolute talent like Glenn Maxwell and Marcus Stoinis and Zampa, but it was sort of the other players around that weren't really contributing and pulling their weight. And I think you sort of saw that again, that, you know, when these big boys fail, that there isn't much else. And I think there was rumour that potentially Andrew Russell could be joining the Stars, which would be a big boost for KFC Supercoaches and also for the Stars and just the general competition as well. One of the better all-round T20 talents in the world. But they're going to need some serious firepower because, it's got off to a very poor start.
Yeah, pause and understatement, I think, in that respect. Is it unusual Is it unusual for one team to have so many players get so many points like the Sixers did last night?
Yeah, it is quite unusual. Like, usually it's fairly even. You know, most games aren't, like, you know, that's an absolute shellacking, really. So, you know, if it's, say, you know, 180 versus 160, you see a bit more even spread of points. But obviously there's quite a few players that can go quite big for the Sixers, you know, in Phillippe, Moses, and and Abbott, and even a guy like James Vince scored 74 points as well. So, and one of the most popular Supercoach, the Catholic Supercoach players, Tom Curran, actually, who a lot of people back the captaincy armband on, didn't go too well. He didn't really have much opportunity with the ball, just the two overs and a little bit of a, I think he came in a bit up the order towards the end to whack some runs and only made the one run. So, yeah, I think we'll see a much more even game between the Thunder and the Heat tonight. Hopefully the rain stays away. There was a rumour that there may have been a bit of rain about it. Do you think that it's going to be impacted at all, Mark?
I'm just about to have a look at the weather, but I wanted to ask you back to what you were talking about before with Tom Curran, and that was going to lead to a question I was going to ask you with regards to you have to be careful in certain games where if a team bats well, they might only use four or five of their batters, and then if someone like an O'Keefe comes in and takes a few wickets, you might find that those players like Curran, who you expect to perform, don't get that opportunity, do they?
That's exactly right, yeah. And that's why, you know, it's got to be pretty important to pick opening bowlers and opening batters. It's good to know that, you know, particularly that those players are going to score. Like a classic example here is Daniel Hughes, who usually bats at four for the Sixers. He didn't bat at all last night, so he just gets the 0 points, didn't get any fielding points either. So, you know, looking at the Heat, for example, you're looking at a guy like Chris Lynn, who opens batting, even Ben Duckett, the Englishman, who's 125,000, fairly cheap option at number three, and or a guy like Jack Wildermuth, who does, you know he's going to, you know, be relied upon for some late runs with the bat, with his striking power, but also with the ball as well. So you're looking for those guys who either bat or bowl, they're three or four overs, or you're looking for someone who can score in a multitude of ways, like a Glenn Maxwell, Darcy Short, or Wildermuth.
Now, looking at the weather for Canberra tonight, cloudy and the slight chance of a shower this evening, just a 30% chance, and if it is, it'll be less than a mil. So fingers crossed that we get that game between the Thunder and the Heat, who play each other next, or 2 weeks from yesterday as well. The Heat are on the Gold Coast next week for their first home game at Metricon Stadium. Now, you were telling me yesterday that last night we go into lockdown. So what, which is a word we don't like to use, but what is the Supercoach lockdown?
Or lockout, rather.
Lockout, there you go.
We don't mention that word, lockdown, but no, it's so it essentially means that the players that have played in that first game, it all sort of starts, and that they are locked in for your team. So, for example, if you've got a Phillippe or a Maxwell, you can't trade them out, but every other player in your team up until the final game of round one can be traded out. So you could, you right now, if you had Chris Lynn in your team, you could trade him out if you wanted to, or trade him in. So it's just those Stars and Sixers players that are locked out for now. But so I guess if you haven't made your KFC Supercoach team, it's not too late. We had a massive rush of sign-ups yesterday, people wanting to, you know, clash with their mates and also compete for that $25,000 prize. And obviously the baggy green tracksuits every week and the prize there. So, you know, not too late to enter your team. You won't be able to have Sixers and Stars players, but you can stack your team with Brisbane Heat players, obviously, because they're playing twice in the opening round.
Yeah, disappointment if you want, you know, with Sixers, but I don't think too many people would be upset if they can't have Stars players in their teams, despite the fact that Zampa and also Maxwell are in there. Yeah, but they will fire at some stage during the year, no question about that. Mate, good to talk to you. We'll chat again on Thursday and we'll get some more information with regards to how these Heat players go tonight, and fingers crossed they do well. Nice to chat.
For sure, mate. Fingers crossed, Chris Lynn. Just a quick fire, 50 or 70 or so tonight.
Good on you, mate. Dan Batten there, our Supercoach expert, and it's time to play Australia's best fantasy cricket game, KFC Supercoach BBL. Sign up at supercoach.com.au. It's 12 and a half past eight on this day in sport, December 6th. And it's a lot of it is around the Melbourne Olympics, which were on this time in 1956. And on this day, Australia's David Teal set a world record in winning the men's 100 metres backstroke gold medal. Also on this day, on the same day in the pool, the Australian team of Dawn Fraser, Faith Leach, Sandra Morgan, and Lorraine Crapp defeated the United States to win the 4x100 freestyle gold medal relay in a world record time. Speaking of cricket at the Gabba, 1963, Graham Pollock made his test debut for South Africa against the Aussies. Then in 1981, Rob De Castella set a new world mark in the men's marathon. The time then, 2 hours, 8 minutes, 18 seconds. They tend not to call it a world record because it's a different course every time a marathon is run. It's not run around a track and, you know, 1,500 metres is the same no matter wherever. A marathon, they tend to say a world mark. 2 hours, 8 minutes and 18 seconds. Then in 1984, what about this? Helena Suková ended Martina Navratilova's 74-match winning streak, winning in the semi-final at the Australian Open. She won 1-6, 6-3, 7-5, and that ended Navratilova's hopes of a Grand Slam. But can you imagine winning 74 consecutive matches? Extraordinary. And Helena Suková brought an end to that. Born on this day in 1909, the late, great Alan McGilvray. He died in 1996. What's that? 25 years ago. Alan McGilvray left us, and what a commentator he was, born in 1909. Andrew Freddie Flintoff, born on this day in 1977. And Tim Cahill, I think Australia's greatest soccer player, male or female. You might throw Sam Kerr into the equation, but for mine, Timmy Cahill, what a career. Born on this day in 1979. So turning 42 today. Happy birthday to Tim Carl on this day in sport, December 6. We'll take a break here on Breakfast with Patton Hills. The boys back on January 10, the Brighton Homes open line. Brighton Homes includes aircon, flooring, steel frames and solar as standard. Discover today why it's better with Brighton, 13 13 55, and the Love Family Lawyers text line. Thanks to Love Family Lawyers, love is all you need. 0467 736 736. It's a quarter past 8.